from Devon Funds Management. Greg Smith, how are you going?
Great, thanks. Morning, Mike.
How about those US markets, eh? Where does that stop?
Wow, yeah, so we had the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all hit record highs on Friday. So the investors responded pretty positively. Small cap indices are up strongly as well. So those three indices are all up around 5% for the week. So yeah, they liked the election result. And they also actually liked, I think, what the Fed had to say on Friday as well. So no surprises there. Rates cut by 0.25%. Jerome Powell said at the press conference they're on a path to a more neutral stance. Things are going according to plan, he said, with respect to inflation and employment. He said, just like an airplane approaching an airport, though, it may be appropriate to slow down as they near the inflation target. So markets are near assigning a 30% probability of a pause at the December meet. But yeah, lots of interest in what he had to say about Trump. And he said they've yet to establish the consequences from an inflationary perspective effectively of life under Trump 2.0, particularly if the Republicans end up controlling the Congress, which we won't know for a while. Obviously give Donald Trump greater latitude to cut taxes, deregulate, and those protectionist policies. And of course, as you mentioned, Trump has said that tariffs is his favourite word in the dictionary. But yeah, Jerome Powell, he's sort of pretty tight-lipped. He was actually asked a thorny question as well there, Mike, on whether he would leave if Donald Trump told him to go. He said no. The reporter asked him if he cared to elaborate. He said no. And he later confirmed that a demotion by Trump would not be permitted under the law. But you know, it was only a few months ago where Trump said he reckons he'd do a better job than most Fed officials, reckons he's a bit smarter. And also over the weekend, Elon Musk, who's set to have an advisory position in the new administration, has endorsed the use of presidents intervening in Fed policy. So look, stay tuned here. Things could get spicy. As an aside, Tesla, by the way, up 30% last week. That seems a beneficiary of a Trump presidency. Market cap $1 trillion.
What about us? Do we ride the coattails or not?
We did as well. So the NZ50, not quite as big as the US indices in terms of gains, but up 1.7% for the week nonetheless. But look, it doesn't necessarily mean that everything's hunky-dory with respect to our economy. So there was a couple of interesting updates in the retail sector. So Warehouse Group, they provided a trading update. Sales in the quarter to the end of October down 2.5% is an improvement on a 6% year-on-year decline in the fourth quarter, being to the end of July. Online sales, though, they were down 13% nearly. Average retail selling prices down, so that was, I suppose, good for the inflationary story. Red Sheds and Noel Leeming, they appear to be holding a bit better, actually, than we are stationary, but they said basket sizes remain constrained and trading conditions are challenging, but they see some positive signs. So, you know, maybe those rate cuts are helping, Mike. Those shares were flat for the Warehouse, but Briscoe, they're up 1.6%. Now, we've talked about this a bit before. They appear to have navigated the challenges of the retail sector better than many others, and this is reflected in a sales update there. So quarter sales to the end of October were up 0.5%, and MD Rodjuk said this was a outstanding achievement given the retail market and the environment. So it was sort of fair enough. Briscoe see full-year underlying net profit after tax in the range of $70 to $77 million. That's down on $88 million last year, but of course lots of challenges facing the economy. He also said that things are a bit uncertain ahead of the December quarter, which traditionally produces more than 30% of group sales revenue. So yeah, I guess, Mike, there'll be more than a few retailers hoping for a festive shopping period.
Exactly. Those Chinese at $1.4 trillion sounds like a lot of money. My reading suggests that people were expecting more. Is that fair?
That's fair, very fair. So these are the latest stimulus measures from China. And yeah, just some disappointment, particularly in light of the election result and what that might mean for the trade war. So yeah, 10 trillion yuan, which is around $1.4 trillion US. So this is a five-year spending plan. It's mainly looking at helping heavily indebted local governments. It's actually going to raise the debt ceiling there by some 40%. It's the latest in the series of measures. We've talked about that, rate cuts, property measures, supporting the stock market. But yeah, just will it be enough? We've seen some mixed data on China recently. We had those export numbers. They had the biggest jump since March 2023 last week, but over the weekend inflation is anemic. So yeah, we'll see what happens, you know, particularly with respect to the tariffs that are coming. They did say in terms of the finance minister on Friday that more measures would be forthcoming, so let's see about that. But the CSI 300 in China was down 1% on those announcements.
What are those numbers?
So, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ all hit record levels, 0.6% on Friday. The Dow Jones, 43,988. S&P 500 up 0.4%, 5,995. NASDAQ up 0.1%, 19,286. FTSE 100 in the UK down 0.8%. Nikkei up 0.3%. ASX 200 was up 0.8%. We had a good week, as mentioned, up 1.5% on Friday, 12,770 for the NZX 50. Gold, that was down $22, $2,684 US an ounce. Oil down $2.70, spot 40 for crude. Bitcoin, by the way, Mike, that's hit $80,000 US for the first time, by the by. Currencies, Kiwi against the US, we were down 1% against the dollar. The Australian dollar, the Kiwi was up 0.5%, 90.6. Pound sterling, we were down 0.5%, 46.2. We're 59.7, by the way, against the US dollar. This week, plenty going on. We've got US inflation, we've got US retail sales, we've got China industrial production and retail sales. We've got earnings from Home Depot, Cisco, Walt Disney, and back home we've got Contact Energy AGM. We've got half-year numbers from Main Freight and Infratil.
It'll be very interesting. All right, mate, go well. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management. By the way, if you want more from Greg, and to quote my old mate Giles Beckford at Radio New Zealand over the weekend, like a dog with a bone, investment manager Greg Smith of Devon Funds refuses to give up on a call for a jumbo-sized rate cut. He refers to the cash rate. He's still arguing for 75 points. You can look it up and read it if you want.